Welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. I'm your host, Tim Madden, and I have a phenomenal episode for you today. And I really want to highlight, hey, if you don't know, I spent 22 years in the U.S. Army as a field artillery officer, got out and retired August of 2023. So, you know, when we're talking about having success in our career and our lives, I can't think of anything more important than what I'm going to share with you on today's episode. But first, as always, hey, if you're a director, VP, or an executive that needs help in their career, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. And if you don't know, hey, Black Friday started early today, ladies and gentlemen. It started today. So if you want to hear about all of the, I think we're offering 20% off all of our products and services. And if you're a past client, we have some crazy deals for you. So to get started with that, you can go to execupgrades.com/podcast. We're running it till Friday at midnight, Black Friday. So hey, schedule a call, save some money so we can help you get the job and money that you deserve in the marketplace. All right, let's get into today's episode. Today, what we're talking about, man, where everyone lacks, why dreams are crushed, why dreams are never accomplished. Belief, man. Belief. Belief in yourself, belief in your organization, belief in your business unit, belief that you have the potential, right, to do something great. Do you think everyone has that potential? I think they do. You know, I want to start this episode. What really triggered me to do this is it's a big part of my book coming out, Start Then Optimize, which will be available on Amazon around Christmas time. But hey, I watch UFC 309, Mr. John Jones, right? And what I loved, first, if you don't know about him, you know, Dana White owns the UFC. Anytime Dana White, who's seen thousands of fighters, so you got Conor McGregor, you have all these greats, right? He asked, hey, who's the GOAT, right? Who's the one guy that if you put in a room, he's coming out unscathed every time? And that man is John Jones. He's really holds a record, if you don't know. I'm not sure. Alex, do you know how many wins he's got? I think 29. I think he's like 29-1. But the only loss he's ever had, everyone agrees that, hey, he did not lose that fight. It was a technicality because of, you know. But either way, he's basically undefeated. This guy was just an average guy in 2010. What really shaped him is crazy. He attested all of his success. Do you know what he attested his success to? Listening to Tony Robbins and Les Brown on YouTube for free. Shaped his life, shaped his reality, right? Allowed him to believe in himself and develop a strong mindset over time. Crazy. The undisputed, you know, fighter of all time, pound for pound, basically said, hey, you know, he didn't have belief in himself because he didn't have tactics and strategies, right? And ultimately, think about this. What you think about is based on how you grew up, the schools you went to, the education you're, you know, consuming every single day. So here's why it's so important to have a high level of belief in yourself. Okay, first I want to say, you know, you're probably not going to have any cheerleaders at the beginning of your journey. Your family typically won't support you. Hey, I'm just keeping it real with you, man. Others are going to doubt you. So when you tell people that you're going to start a business, you're going to go after the job and money that you deserve, when you're going to do something, you know, your family's going to say, hey, don't worry, man. We like you just the way you are. Right? Hey, why are you doing that marathon, man? That's a lot of training. Hey man, why don't you come out and have a beer with, you know, so there's people around you, man, they're always going to doubt you, right? And they're always going to try to hold you back unintentionally, right? Because they don't want you to change. So the important thing about belief is if you're trying to do anything great in this freaking life, okay, you better have a high belief. Because here's what happens if you don't have a high belief. This always happens. When things get a little tough, man, or you have to overcome, you're met with a little bit of adversity. If you don't have a high level of belief in yourself, you'll quit. And that's what most people do. They get started on something that they want to achieve, they're met with a little bit of resistance and they quit. So, you know, if you're trying to build confidence, resilience, and consistently take action, know that Most days you're not going to want to do anything. But what is your belief, man? Do you believe it's possible? Do you believe that you can, you know, go get the job and money you deserve? Do you believe that you can start a business? Do you believe that you can hit the targets? Do you believe that you can bring a new product to market? Because I tell you what, if you don't believe it, it's never going to happen. I love this quote from Jocko Willink. It goes something like, what's going to stop you if you really want to do something, right? Probably nothing. What's going to stop you if you don't really want to do it? Everything, right? Man, when you don't really want to do something, right? Everything's going to be biting at you, man. If you wake up early, it's going to be, it's cold, it's warm in your bed, all of these things. Hey, go get your rest. You deserve it. All these things, right? So it's hard to be extraordinary. And most people don't have belief. Belief is going to shape your reality and influence your decisions. Do you believe that? Do you believe belief will shape your reality and decisions? Because here's what I know. You know, one of my mentors is Grant Cardone, right? He says, when we're talking about sales, if you treat someone like they're not going to buy, I assure you, they're not going to buy. Okay? If you go on a run and you're a mile in and you start saying, oh man, I'm getting tired. I can't breathe. I can't do this. Do you think you're going to be inspired to run longer or to stop and walk? Most people get stuck on the how, right? But a lot of people, right, don't think about the why and the purpose. And they don't have a strong belief, which is why it's so hard for them to, you know, achieve their dreams. If you've read any book on successful leaders throughout the years, right, you will see, but man, their level of belief in what they were doing is just crazy. You look at the guy, the Paul Mitchell guy, I can't think of his name right now, John Paul Mitchell, I think. This guy was selling, if you don't know the story, it's amazing. He's banging on doors, man. Hundreds of doors being told no, 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 no. Just to sell his product in like 3 stores. If his belief wasn't high, he would absolutely stop. And I work with corporate executives a lot, right? That have good careers, have exceptional careers, but apparently forgot how far they freaking came. Right? And they're doubting their own abilities as they're approaching these high-level interviews. Let me be clear. I don't care if you have a degree from Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, if you've had an amazing career for 20 years, if you don't have a high level of belief that you can solve the company's problems, that you can bring extreme value, that even if they pay you $1 million a year, it's still a steal because you know you're going to bring $10 million of value. Is that how you think? Because what I typically meet are a lot of average people who don't have beliefs in themselves, man. And if you're trying to get a job making multiple 6 figures, right? Or even some of the people we work with 7 figures, you better have a high belief in yourself. And it's the only way to silence that self-doubt and allow you to push past failure. You need to be strong on your mission, man. Strong on your purpose. That's probably why so many people struggle with beliefs, right? They don't have a mission and a purpose, you know? That's why I feel like I'm so fortunate that I served in the military for 22 years. Everything we did was a mission, man. Even when I was a recruiter, we called it our mission. How many people I had to recruit each month, right? So we always have a mission and we always knew the purpose of the mission. And how our role played into it to achieve it. That piles into belief as well. So that's the question I have for you today. Hey, what's something you're trying to achieve in your life right now? Is it save money? Is it get in shape? Is it get a new job? Is it start a business? Is it to do a side hustle? Like, what is it for you? Do you believe that you can actually do it? Because if you don't even get started. Just pack up into the average because it won't happen. So where does belief come from, man? Where does self-confidence come from? How do you get it? I shared with you on last week's podcast, a good way to get it is make a master claim, man, right? Say you're trying to lose weight. Go to many of your friends right now. Hey, just want to let you know, I'm losing this much weight by this date. Just wanted to share it with you. Tell a bunch of people that. Now you're committed. right? Because it'd be embarrassing if you told 50 people, right, that you're going to do this, and then your actions say that you're not doing anything every day. Right, so you have to make a claim to it. Especially if you lead teams out there, right? Belief will consistently lead teams, right? That's something I try to instill every single day, right? The belief that we have the best product, that we're the cheapest price, even if we're double the price of other people. Good claim, right? Hey, we're double the price, but we're still half as cheap as our competitors, right? I share success stories to our team every single day. Hey, here's who's going on 5 interviews this week. Here's in a multiple offer situation. Hey, we had 12 offers come. I got to motivate these guys every single day. Because outside of work, I know what's happening outside of work. CNN, Fox News, people scaring them. Where do aliens come from, right? So belief plays a vital impact in business and your life. And that's ultimately the downfall of many people. They doubt themselves, man, right? They don't have belief. They don't have a mission. They don't have a purpose. And they wonder why they're struggling and things aren't working out for them in life. So I just wanted to come to you today and say, hey, you have to have a high belief in your ability. You have to be proud of where you've came from. You have to be proud of the adversity that you've overcame in your life. And I'm not saying we have to be egotistical, but I tell you what, if you're, you know, I'm the career guy. If you're going on an interview with CEOs, hey, you better tell them, you know, how you can solve his problems. And you better have some conviction in it. Otherwise, why should that, you know, CEO or the board pay you 300 grand, 400 grand? You just simply have to change your perspective. So, hey, belief is important for you. It's important for your family success, and it's important for your team, because I know if you listen to this, I know you lead people in corporate America or you own your own business. So, hey, how can you keep that belief high every single day? First is just to know it's possible and know that you're valuable. And be sure to instill that with the team every single day. I've met with some of the most successful people in business, people at Apple with $5 billion quotas who, you know, manage the Western Hemisphere, that have still had issues with their belief. They don't think it's possible. Who's going to hire me, right? So if you were to ask me, like, what's the one thing? Well, number one, you got to show up every single day, right? You got to just show up. That's like most of the battle. But number two, hey, believe you'll succeed in anything that you'll accomplish. So that's what I leave you with today. So again, hey, what's one thing that you know you should be doing? Why aren't you doing it? How can you change your belief on that so you can actually know that you can achieve it and it's possible? Until next week, have a great day, everyone.